Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News from the nest here on this Total Request Thursday. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, Ravens, no practice today, right? They're back next week.
Correct. They're probably all these big college games we're talking about, Bob. We may see some of them on the sidelines at some of those.
Yeah, so we got a little day off for the Ravens and the NFL. The season starts next Thursday with Dallas going to Philly, but the Ravens are in Buffalo September 7th, Sunday night. We'll get into all of that in due time. But Eric DaCosta, among others, and Kyle Hamilton met with the media yesterday. And for Kyle Hamilton, he became the highest paid safety in what, the history of the NFL. And here's Kyle Hamilton talking about that distinction.
The dream come true. And just first, I just want to thank a lot of people. I want to thank God first and foremost, and situations and things that happened in my life that's got me to this position. And think back to draft night, and some people said some things about where I was drafted, this and that, and where I could be drafted. At the time, I think I was the least mad at anybody. I knew that I came to the right place. I think that's how God just works sometimes. You know, you got to see the bigger picture and has bigger plans for us. So thank you to the man above, and also to my family, my parents, my brother, fiance, all my friends, everybody just had a part in this. And this is it takes a village, and I truly mean that. And
I think the biggest thing he said there was, you know, because he was projecting going top five and he ran a slow time when he was at Notre Dame, you know, so that's why supposedly he dropped. But, Bob, it was the same thing I told Charlie when you get, it's not where you get drafted, you know, it's by who, because you want to go to a situation that is a good situation for you. Coming to the Ravens, you know, could there have been a better situation for Kyle Hamilton? The way they play defense and, you know, how they were planning on using him and taking advantage of his skills. He was lucky that he dropped to 14. And in reality, you know, if he'd have went 5 to a crap team or whatever, who knows if he was going to be today would have been the highest paid safety at another team.
All I remember about that, the day after the draft, and all three of us are guilty of this, by the way, yourself included. They need a pass rusher. They just signed Marcus Williams as a safety. This was a luxury pick. And he's become the highest paid safety in the history of the NFL. Hell yeah. He's been a tremendous player since the second half of his rookie year in 2022. So sometimes that IR, that instant reaction, isn't always the best to have.
No. And the thing about it was, you know, they had gotten Marcus Williams, who played great. And then Kyle Hamilton, when he came in, it was like,
You still know? Had Deshaun Elliott. Yeah. Like, oh, you got all these dudes, man.
Yeah. And I can't remember who the pass rushers were at that time, Bob. I don't remember.
Well, that was when Thibodeau was allegedly going to fall to the Ravens.
Yeah.
And then the kid from Georgia, he was mocked, went to Philly with the next pick or the pick before, whatever it was.
And he, yeah, that was the defensive tackle from Philly, right? Who went 14 or whatever, who couldn't rush the passer. In the end, it worked out great.
Right, and that's all that matters. And the guy got paid. But again, you got to let the process take care of itself before you start losing your mind. Yeah, Jordan Davis went 13. Yeah.
That's why draft grades, you know, when people make these draft grades right after the draft, it's the biggest waste of time in the world.
Because Jermaine Johnson... Jermaine Johnson still on the board.
Yeah.
Jermaine Johnson
went to
still
the Jets.
Yeah,
he was.
And then the Ravens took Linderbaum right before him. And then people were going crazy because they had just traded Hollywood. But we don't want to relive that sort of thing. It all worked out great for Kyle Hamilton. But Hamilton talks about getting the deal done before the season starts. One less thing to worry about.
Yeah, I wanted to get it done because I feel like it would have been a distraction. And, you know, it's just human nature to kind of think about those things, even though I try not to. And but, no, I think the Ravens, and credit to them and everybody upstairs, they did a great job just engaging in conversation. And my agents as well, Kyle McCarthy, Brian Murphy, everybody at Athletes First did a wonderful job. And Charlie, that's like the third time he's butt into a meeting. But no, I mean, I was included in everything going on, and really professionally done on both sides. And they wrote some really good emails too. And it was really cool to see the ins and outs of contract negotiation. So
sounds like Kyle was heavily involved. And Bob, I still go back to the day, you know, supposedly Kyle tweaked his groin, and everybody's like, when did he do that? You know,
that was the one day I showed up.
Yeah, you're right. All right,
and Lamar didn't.
And then I'm watching him at practice, and he's sprinting up and down the sidelines. It was the day Bisciotti was there, and I see at the far end of the field where Hamilton was doing sprints, Bisciotti and Eric were both. They were all three standing there talking, and then he didn't practice again, you know, until, you know, because he didn't play in any games, you know, and like they said that he practiced, Bob, remember, in the walkthrough practice, which was nothing, and then the next day he was out there in a hoodie and didn't practice when they were in pads when I was out there, and then he didn't practice anymore, and then deal gets done, or it must have been close to being done because he practiced the one day, and then boom.
But it's a moot point now.
Yep. So whatever it was.
Good to get him in there. It's news from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Now, as Kyle Hamilton's deal is finished, and a pretty lucrative one at that, Eric DaCosta was asked about Lamar Jackson's contract.
Probably not.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I appreciate the question, but I think it's good to keep these kind of things with the players and, you know, these business things as quiet as possible. And that'll continue to be the way we operate, generally speaking. I really wouldn't want to get into any specifics in regards to any of our players and their contract negotiations right now because I think it hurts the process.
There's no question. Once it gets in the media, then it never is good. And if we see, so to that point, Bob, if with the Ravens, with a Linderbaum or anybody that the Ravens would be doing a contract with, if it gets in the media, what does that tell us? It's not going well.
How about 2 years ago?
Yeah.
When it did get in the media.
Yes.
Then it got real contentious to the point where he demanded a trade.
Yep. And that's why, you know, with the Kyle one was quiet, and then boom, Eric comes up. He says, oh, I got some news for you guys. Kyle Hamilton's done.
And awesome. Lamar Jackson will never talk about it.
No.
And this is just to pay him fair market value and also give you a little cap relief, too. I mean, it's not about Lamar's like making it, I demand this, that, and the other. It's an extension, Vinny, that obviously is going to benefit both sides.
No question about it. It'll benefit both sides, no question. Because what it does, you know, it creates room for the Ravens because his cap number is, what, 70-some million next year? And it'll pay Lamar what he's earned. Let's just say that. He's earned every penny that he's been paid thus far, he's earned that and then some.
Speaking of earning, Corey Bullock, former Terp, earned a spot on this 53-man roster. Here's EDC talking about Corey.
Well, he's worked very hard over the last couple of years. He had a great offseason. I think he's a really coachable player. He's worked so hard in the offseason program, getting his body, you know, stronger and just quicker and everything else. He's a sponge. And I think he's worked extremely hard, and he put himself in this position. And, you know, I think it speaks to the development that these guys receive in the offseason program, being here with our strength coaches. I think Scott Elliott and all of his staff, they do a remarkable job with our guys, really put these guys in the best possible shape to be their very best. And I think he's a great example of that.
I would totally agree 100% with that. Kudos to the strength coaches, and kudos to Corey, too, because, you know, it takes two to get that done, and he's got to put the time and the effort in, which, you know, he did. And I mean, never noticed him last year or anything. I mean, you probably brought him up or checked because he was a Maryland dude, but when I saw him, you know, starting at center, then I started watching every play of him, and then I'd go out to practice and watch him. And his lower body strength and stuff is really good because he can put his foot in the ground and anchor, which credit to that kid, because at least I was never talking about him. And all of a sudden he becomes a talk of camp. And right now, in my opinion, if a guard or a center gets hurt, Corey Bullock's in.
And to take it a step further with Bullock and my Maryland fandom, which is undeniable, when I'd ask you, project a 53, and you didn't say Corey Bullock, I didn't go, well, what about Corey Bullock?
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, all of a sudden, where'd Mike Webster come from?
Yeah.
Out there at one winning drive. When we come back, we talked about Kyle Hamilton's money. Let's count ours, hopefully, a little buy or sell. Talk about sports subjects of this Total Request Thursday. We'll get to the win projections as set by The Athletic. We'll take your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Ravens have a rookie kicker and a rookie punt returner. Any concerns there?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.